Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
I don't know. Someone in the room just played in front of a 22,000 stadium at City SC. Alex, how you doing?
I'm feeling good. I got a lot of weight off my shoulders. Let me tell you, I feel good today.
Were you stressing?
I was a little stressed, yeah.
So if you were following along and you missed it, Alex actually got to play the national anthem to kick off the first playoff tournament matchup for the Lamar Hunt Trophy. And City has been struggling this year and looking to find themselves. And this is, we were talking to like City and just saying like this tournament couldn't come at a better time. We need to really reset. We need a win. And Alex, I think, was the lucky charm because City got a win.
Yeah.
Alex, before the national anthem.
Yeah, and when they scored that first, well, when they scored the first goal, I was pumped. But when they scored the second goal, I was like, I kind of looked at my cousin. I said, they might have me back.
No kidding.
So how was playing the national anthem? Because not only is the national anthem like an important song for, you know, our country, so you feel like can't screw up the words,
right?
You feel like this added pressure, but then doing it for the first time at a City matchup in the city that means so much to you, like you, I feel like, are St. Louis.
Yeah.
So this, what a cool opportunity.
It was awesome. It was like a dream, I guess, a dream come true. I told my buddy this because he came out to check it out yesterday, and like we used to play floor hockey in his basement, and like as a joke when we were in like middle school, like I would sing the national anthem like
That's funny. We
started playing with like our friends
That's
in the
so
basement.
Funny.
And so yesterday I was like, dude, like this is, we did this 20 years ago, like thinking this was a joke, and now I'm singing at a professional sporting event. So it was like, it was pretty cool. And then honestly, when you're out there, it felt like I was out there for a total of like 10 seconds, and I don't even know if I sang the right words or not, but then I finished
up. We're going to listen to it later on in the show,
right,
so we'll test it. We're going to fact check it.
When I finished and everybody, like you do hear everybody cheer, everybody did the blues at the end, but when you finish and everybody like just cheers, it was awesome. It was like a kind of a surreal feeling. So
we'll talk more about it later in the show, kind of like what led up to it, how it all happened and went down. But a really cool moment yesterday with Alex singing the national anthem at the City SC win.
Because yeah. How about
the,
it?
Yeah, yeah. We got
That's
the win.
That's what we need
yesterday.
To make sure to know every time.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Yeah, the good news today is that today is Give STL Day. And what Give STL Day is a day that basically a lot of charities around town have partnered with local businesses. And today when you donate, a lot of these organizations will either match your donation or double your mm-hmm. donation. And basically it's just an incentive day to, you know, if you're looking to give back to the community, today is the day to do it. And actually, an organization that I'm on the charity board for is Operation Food Search. And so what they're doing is up until they hit $15,000 today, they're doubling every single donation
That's
that
awesome.
You make.
That is
so
awesome.
We have an event next week, Party for PECs. I talk about it every year. And it's a really cool event where we ultimately raise money to pack bags for kids that are food insecure so they don't go hungry on the weekends and things like that, and make sure that they're fed and that they you know, that they don't go hungry throughout the weekend. But you know, this is just one example of a charity that's doing something cool, and again, so many different places around St. Louis are doing this today, and so it's, you know, a great time to give back.
It's huge and very important, especially this year, because unfortunately a lot of these charities have lost some federal funding money.
Yeah,
so the more you give, the more you help them.
And, you know, to talk about the, you know, the the food insecurity families and the packing of lunches. It's also really important in May because summer is coming, and that sometimes those kids only lunches or meals they'll get are from school lunches. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's not just weekends. It's going to be 90 days of food that they're going to be insecure on. So just be thinking about that. Mm. But it could be any charity. A lot of times they partner with any business, and you're always wondering, how do I get back to a charity, or I don't have a big way to give back? Just sometimes going, if you go to givestl.org, if you just go to these local businesses, they're going to help donate for you. So you just go and do something you would normally do, go to lunch, and then that's going to help give and have a domino effect. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
All right, poll today on the Brett Mega Show. This should be an easy one. It should just be real simple. I don't know how it's even a thing. They asked, you know, a survey of people, and how many people would hitchhike. 73% of Americans said hell no, meaning a quarter of people said yes. Would you go hitchhiking?
I would do a lot of psychotic things in my life, but I can't rock with the hitchhiking.
As women, we can't do that.
A quarter of people, you think they're all men?
That is not safe.
Yeah, I think as guys, you can't do that. No, I would not hitchhike. No.
Anyone going to say yes to this?
I mean, Alex? Are we on the side of the road with the thumb up hitchhiking, or is it like guy at a gas station?
Oh.
Hey man, can I get a ride?
Now it's a different story.
What's the different story? They're both sketchy.
If this person's at a gas station is stranded,
it depends how badly I need a ride.
I might pick them up, or if I needed a ride, I might ask someone for a ride.
I could see Brett being a hitchhiker.
Yeah. I didn't think it. I thought it was like the thumb out, like old school. I never
thumb
see people
out, old school. No way. I don't think I'm doing
so
that.
So you think that's sketchier than the guy who approaches you at the gas station?
Or if I was like stranded, like say I ran out of gas and I'm like, I walk over to a gas station, I think I could spot a trustworthy person.
Yeah, I would agree.
Van with the kids or something. You're like, hey, can I get a ride? What are they going to do?
I just remembered I did hitchhike.
What?
What? What?
With thumb out on the side of the road?
No. If my mom is listening, literally don't listen. But me and my friend, we were in middle school and we were at Steak and Shake, and it was really late and we were scared to ask our parents to pick us up. So there was like a 16-year-old looking guy. So we asked him if he could take us home, and he did. He was so nice. Kevin Riley was his name.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. 16-year-old.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. See?
I did hitchhike.
Boom.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. We know you've been busy with life. I'll read off some headlines that are trending, and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Women are more attracted to bald men.
No. No.
According to
a
new study of 2,000 women, the number one thing they found attractive on a male physique is a muscular physique with who is bald. The Rock, Jason Statham, Vin Diesel,
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.
Yeah. I can totally see Hannah dating a bald man.
Really?
No. Yes.
Wow.
No.
Hannah is. You're part of. You just don't even realize it. You just need a bald The Rock in your life.
No.
Pregnancy is contagious.
No, another no. Keep moving.
I don't need to get pregnant.
No and no.
How hard is being a mom?
Okay, I will take that because I believe it's really hard.
Even harder than people think. Around 2/3 of mothers that were surveyed asked them, hey, now that you are a mom, how much harder do you think it is? And they didn't say like, oh, it's just as hard. They said at least 30% or more harder than they ever imagined.
Yeah,
2/3 of women actually said that. Yeah, it's a lot more harder than you think. How much time do we waste doing mundane things like watching TV, putting on deodorant? I have all the facts for you.
Okay. Yeah. Give me the time rundown.
You spend 3 days of your life and 8 hours putting on deodorant.
Wow.
Unless you're Hannah, because she's constantly forgetting and asking.
True.
You spend 6 days, 2 hours blowing your nose in allergy season.
No.
Yeah. Right? Grocery shopping, 10 months of your life.
Ugh. Hate it.
AB, this is not true for you. Eating at McDonald's, 6 days of your life.
Way more.
A week.
Yeah.
You spend opening up junk mail. 8 months of your life just opening up junk mail.
Wow.
That's how much time.
I bet that'll be going
months?
Down soon.
Yeah. And then waiting in the doctor's office, you spend at least 64 hours sitting there at the waiting room, which I feel like is actually higher because sometimes you'd be waiting forever at the doctor's
office. That's a low ranking.
Yeah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Carmen, You ready to take on Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
I am.
Do you feel like you can beat Hannah?
I'm going to give him a best shot.
Don't be nice.
That's the perfect response.
No, that's not. Perfect response is like, yeah, she's easy to beat. I'm going to dominate her. All right. Hannah's going to leave the room. We'll ask Hannah 5 pop culture questions. When she's out of the room, she can't hear the answers. So we'll ask you the same questions, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. She is officially gone. Tell us what you really think of Hannah, Carmen.
She's all right.
All right. Rihanna just announced that she's having baby number 3. Who is she married to?
Is it A$AP?
Yeah, look at you. Yep, A$AP Rocky. Name a Rihanna song. Any Rihanna song.
What's a Rihanna song? Umbrella.
All right. I was going to say, you started off really well.
Yeah, you're like, That's funny. Who is hosting the ACMs? ACMs are tonight? Who's hosting the ACMs?
Oh, Lord. I have no idea.
Do you have a guess?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Who is the White Lotus star Patrick Schwarzenegger's dad?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and learn it. And I have to learn how to say it.
Yeah.
And who is the mom for The Simpsons?
The mom for The Simpsons. Marge.
Okay, you phoned a friend on that one.
Yeah, that was your
sister. Yeah, that was my son. He had to help me on that
respect.
One.
Okay, 4 out of 5 is good. We're going to bring Hannah back in and see if she can say Schwarzenegger, and we'll see if she can get 4 out of 5, all right?
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's entering back into the room. Carmen just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. Carmen crushed it. Carmen, tell her how many you got right.
I got 4 out of 5.
Wowza.
4 out of 5. So you got to get at least a 4 out of 5. Hannah does get the point for the win and her record for the tie. Rihanna just announced that she's having baby number 3. Who is she married to?
She is married to and having a baby with A$AP Rocky.
Name a Rihanna song. Any Rihanna song.
Work.
Work. All right. Who is hosting the ACMs tonight?
Reba.
Yes. Nice. Wow. Strong start for Hannah, Carmen. I'm a little nervous now. Who is the White Lotus star Patrick Schwarzenegger's dad?
Arnold?
Yes, yeah. That okay. is correct. Oh, I thought we were going to trip her up. And then who is the mom for The Simpsons?
Margie.
Yes, Marge Simpson. 5 for 5. Dang, wow. Carmen, Hannah nice was job, on her man. Game today. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect that from Hannah.
Wow.
Guess what, Carmen? You got to say this is Carmen and I got schooled by Hannah.
All right, well, this is Carmen and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. 80% of women know this, but only 20% of men know it.
I'm going to
say... What do you ladies know that us men don't know, Hannah?
Well, a lot.
Anything? A lot.
Definitely a lot, but I'm going to say like their intuition when it comes to a surprise party. Like,
oh, okay.
Women know most of the time when there's going to be like a big surprise coming. Men... They even get there and they're still confused.
Yeah, that's because we need your help to plan a surprise party. Help me surprise you.
I'm just going to go personal. In my life, I do not know my blood type. My wife and my daughter know theirs.
Well, okay.
I think they might know mine, but I do not know it.
As a woman, I don't know my blood type.
All right. Alex.
I'm going to say that babies can't drink water.
Okay.
Oh.
80% of
women. I learned that a couple years ago.
What?
That shocked me.
For some reason, that's been trending on like social media. I've been seeing
really?
It. Yeah.
Because people are like, who was going to tell me babies can't drink water?
I don't know why
I was about to kill my child.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know why that's been trending, but yes, babies can't drink water for like the first 6 months.
Duh. I'm struggling with this one. I think I'm going to say how much money they're spending, maybe.
Oh, there's no idea.
Yeah, but
you think 80% of women know?
I know. I kind of feel like it would be flipped, but I don't know.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Everyone's wrong. 80% of women know this. Only 20% men know this. I feel like Kevin was in the closest world, actually. It's something about yourself that 80% of women know, and the men have just no clue about themselves. That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if anyone got the Megamind question of the day correct. 80% of women know this. Give you a hint. It's about themselves. And only 20% of men know this about themselves.
Really good answers coming in on the text line. Shannon texted in and said your social security number, like knowing it. Teacher Hannah and Suzanne both texted in and said your weight. Teacher Suzanne said your clothing size. Titus texted in and said like your horoscope sign. like what whatever you are. Teacher Aaron said your medical history. Grandma's Gang says the size of the clothes you wear.
This ring size.
Oh.
80% of women know that ring size are ready to tell you.
I better figure that out. I don't know what it is.
You don't? No. I have no idea what mine is, but I do know that a lot of women know their ring size and are ready for it.
Mega Minds.
Calm down is probably what people had to say to Alex yesterday. We are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show, and Alex was asked to do the national anthem at the City SC first opening round game of the Lamar Hunt tournament, which is really cool. It's a tournament that anybody, any team across the country can submit a team for, whether an amateur or pro, and then they kind of decide the best of the best. And so this is a really cool midseason tournament, and Alex got to kick it off with doing the national anthem. Yeah. How stressed out were you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I feel like a lot of weights have been lifted off my shoulders today for sure, or just even at the start of the game right when I finished. Yeah, it was stressful leading up to it. Just, it was something I had never done before. Performing in front of people, yes, I've done, but never the national anthem, so it's kind of next level.
This is how Alex sounded, nerves, knees shaking, singing the national anthem. Love that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Everybody did the blues at the end. Yeah. Of course, they always do. I just had to tell myself, don't say blues.
Yeah.
No, it was cool. I don't think it still probably all the way hit me. You know, I think, when you finish playing and then the stadium just cheers for you, it's a good feeling.
Then it hits you.
And then it kind of hits me. I mean, it was like, I think when I was out there doing it, I was saying it seems like I was probably only on the field for like 10 total seconds, and I borderline blacked out during it. I didn't even know. I don't even know if I sang the right words or.
How long are you? So how? What time do you have to get there to sing the national anthem? And then when do you have like wait in the back before they call you out? When do you go to the field?
Yeah, so I got there at 4 o'clock yesterday for a 7 o'clock game.
Wow.
Yeah, so we did a sound check on the field. This was actually the first time they told me this was the first time that they had somebody with an instrument do the national anthem.
I was going to say you did an amazing job having your guitar as well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was.
Normally they just do a cappella.
Yeah. Normally it's only voice only, and so they, I got there a little bit earlier to make sure that everything sounded good, that they had the guitar mic'd up, and it worked out well. It was fun, so did that, and I think once I was concerned about the echo, if there was going to be like an echo in the stadium or what that was going to sound like, if that was going to throw me off. It actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but I think once I did the run through for like the sound check, that was like, I felt good about it then, but then when I kind of started to walk back onto the field to do it, and then you hear like the supporter sections like banging on the drum, like STL.
Yeah.
It's like that's when it hits you, like oh my god, like there's a lot going on. Like it was just there was just a lot of like things going on around you where you're just like you don't even know what to think, and then that you hear your name and you go. And
then when everyone gets quiet because they're basically being silent for you, is that when you black out, or is that when you're like, damn, it's quiet in here, and you actually say something to yourself and you can hear it?
Honestly, it was kind of when I like hit the first chord on my guitar and it just like rang throughout the stadium and it was just dead silent. Like you could hear a pin drop like between, me playing the guitar and then singing the first note. It was just like, oh my god, what's the first word of the song?
Well, now you're stadium certified.
Yeah. Stadium certified, and
I would have written all the lyrics like on my arm.
I was I was like nervous because you do it 1,000 times, you practice.
Yeah, how
it,
many times you practice a lot?
I practice it a lot. Yeah, I would say no less than 100 times. I went through it over the last week. But you just never know in the moment. Like, are you gonna forget the words?
Yeah.
What's gonna go on? And it was funny because like the girl that was doing the sign language next to me, it was like I looked at her and she's like, "Oh, how do you normally perform this?" And I said, "Huh?" And she's like, "Yeah, I like to know, like, you know, do you hold certain notes or whatever when you do this?" And I go, "It's the first time I've ever done this, so we're gonna find out together." But I was like, she was my moral support team. Uh-huh. It was like all the people out there doing sound, and then all my friends, like I could kind of see in the sections in front of me. I didn't like look at anybody or make eye contact with anybody. I didn't look at the big screen, like none of those things. I just went in, started playing, and then honestly, yeah, while I was playing it, I could not have told you if I said the right words or anything. After it was done, I did look at the girl doing the sign language, and I was like, "Did I miss any parts?" And she's like, "No, I think you got them all."
I think.
So it was an incredible experience. I obviously appreciate City for having me out and trusting me to do. I think that's like the thing is like it's humble. It's like flattering, humbling that they, I guess, notice the fact that I play music around town and like I'm part of the show here, and obviously the partnership that we have with City. And I think it means a lot to me that, you know, they gave me the opportunity to sing in front of a stadium of people. And
well,
I think
probably
it's crazy.
Means a lot to them that they won.
Yes.
So they got the lucky charm.
Like we said, you know, we were chatting with them yesterday, you know, with the win, you never know. Maybe I'll just keep
coming
back.
You're the lucky charm now.
Right,
next LeVar Hunt tournament game, it's got to be Alex. Got to keep this winning streak going. You're the good luck charm.
Yep.
Well, you got to throw a party in the USA. The entire city watching you, literally, and that's such a cool moment for you.
Awesome.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Where we want you to swear on the radio, at least kind of, sort of.
Easy.
So I feel like every mom has kids around and has a situation pop up where those kids or life makes you want to swear. So what is your substitute swear word when your kids are around, moms? 314-531-9898. What is a substitute swear that you use instead of saying whatever that word is? You say what? You have one?
Well, no, I'm gonna come out and say I simply don't have any substitutes for this because I was born and raised with the real deal. That's why Kevin has to use the dumb button.
Yeah,
I was gonna say Hannah has sweared on the radio multiple times.
It's all I know.
Yeah,
I wish I had a substitute.
That's all I know too. Fudge is the one that comes to mind primarily.
I feel like a lot of people use the word,
you know,
fudge.
My best
AB
friend Elizabeth and I, we stopped swearing like a couple months ago. And it's honestly really fun because there's been a lot of creative things that have come out of it. One that I think a lot of people use is mother trucker.
I heard that.
My friend Elizabeth.
Do you drop that a lot?
No, Elizabeth does. And Elizabeth will also say son of a nut.
Oh.
Yeah.
So sometimes we'll just replace it with random words. Mm.
My friend used to say shiitake mushrooms.
I've heard that.
And I was like, oh, every time, like, shiitake. And I was like, oh, thank God. Mushrooms. Yeah.
I always say dang.
Dang?
Like, I never say damn.
I feel like dang is a common one. But what is the one that you substitute? Is it a word? Is it a different way to say the swear words? 314-531-9898. Is there a substitute swear word or a funny phrase or word that you use instead of swearing when you're frustrated? You want to take it out? We'll take your answers and your swear words while we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. Moms, we want to hear about how you swear around the kids. These kids probably have made you swear before, but you don't want to swear around the kids, so you come up with these funny sayings or phrases that you use to switch out a swear word. 314-531-9898. Becky, what's the swear word that you use around the kids?
Me and all my the old Orbitz commercial where she would say, "Who you calling a cootie queen? You lit liquor."
Lit liquor.
That's so funny.
I love
that. Yes, or they say, "Pickle, you kumquat." That was pretty funny, too.
Wow. Yeah. That was aggressive, too. Kevin's so nervous during this whole segment.
This is a little... I'm nervous to read text.
I mean, you got... Moms are pros at this. They got this. Thank you so much for the call. There's so much a pro. Laura, you do something behind your kid's back, huh?
Yeah. Instead of cussing, I do the silent thing where I just flip them off behind their back.
Wow. what they don't know won't hurt them.
Almost like
I may have been caught a couple times.
And in Friends, they do the whole like thing that they do too. Like they do like the sign where they're like actually flipping somebody off. That's a thing in Friends too. Hannah, what are some of the text messages over there?
Mama J texted in a really popular one. Son of a biscuit eater.
Mm. Ooh,
I feel like that's a good. What the flip flop?
Solid.
Danny texted in and said, if I ever get frustrated, instead of saying the F word, I say mother father.
Whoa. Kevin's heart dropped. I saw his heart dropped. Oh my God.
This is another really, really good one from the movie Elf, son of a nutcracker.
This is a good one. Kate, what's the word that you use around your kids and subs out a swear word?
What the French toast?
What the French toast? That actually sounds delicious and hilarious. We're going to see who knows these Anne Juliet songs better now. What's cool about Anne Juliet is the story of if Juliet like had did not end at all and just kept going after Romeo passed away and what her life would have been like. And it mixes all these like cover songs and pop songs. So we're going to play those songs that you can hear Anne Juliet. We'll play a clip of it. And then Hannah, who saw the show in Broadway, and AB, who saw the show in Broadway, will guess who the what the title and the artist is. They have to get both correct. Heather, you will get to pick the person who's playing for you. Have you heard? It's been very competitive this week. AB has let a few people down. So you get the first choice. Who are you going to pick?
I'm going to still go with AB.
All right.
Sticking with AB.
I won yesterday.
Yeah, you did again. Becky, so that means you're stuck with Hannah. How do you feel about having the leftover of Hannah?
I'm very excited.
All right. So Heather and Becky, if you guys know and can help, AB usually needs help, even though she's the Broadway expert, usually needs help. Feel free to chime in and help your teammate out, okay? You people, can't you see how you're affecting our reality?
Hannah, Larger Than Life, NSYNC.
Wrong.
No. Oh, no, I got the
Larger
band
Than Life Backstreet Boys.
Correct!
I always think that's a band!
Oh, my God, you two. All right, Heather, AB's on the point.
Wow.
She's on the board. She got a quick, she got a cheap point. She got a cheap one.
Hey, I still got it.
All right.
We got this.
We need the title and the artist. Hannah, you need this one to stay alive. It's
my Hannah.
Ooh.
I know this.
If you miss,
I'm only
got
thinking
it.
Of the current one with Pitbull that I hate.
Golly.
Can I help her?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can, Becky.
It's My Life, Bon Jovi.
It's final answer, you two?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Dang it. Oh!
Wow, Hannah being carried now by Becky. Wow, being carried by your teammate.
My sister's gonna text me and kill me. She loves those songs.
Heather and AB.
Oh my
God. You got screwed over by Becky over here. Becky was good.
Yeah.
Becky's awesome.
It all comes down to this. Whoever gets this, I need the title and the artist. These are all songs that you can hear during Anne Juliet.
Hannah, Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake.
That's correct! Stop that feeling of winning.
Becky is the winner. I wouldn't have won anything.
Yes. Amy said she had it. She was ready to go.
Yep.
If Hannah did not get that, it was going to go. Heather, I'm sorry. AB let you down. Becky did it for you. She got the point and kept it alive. All right?
My daughter's
going to
be so happy.
Congratulations. Yeah. Hold on, Becky. We'll get your info to get those Anne Juliet tickets. Another round of that tomorrow if you want to win those tickets to the Fabulous Fox. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Man, I'm like sweating from that. So the tea stays really hot with the Cyrus family, as we know. So I'll give you the latest family drama in about 3 minutes.
It's going down, woo! Baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready. So here we go.
So the Cyrus family has had some tea over the past year. We've had different family members not talk to one another. The mom was dating the daughter's ex-boyfriend. We got the girls not talking to their dad. The tea just continues to stay hot with them because now the mom, Tish Cyrus, has unfollowed her very own daughter, Miley, on Instagram.
That's crazy.
Which is kind of weird because what we know from the past, like in the past year, Miley stopped talking to Billy Ray, and it was like a very public thing. The relationship was destroyed. We learned some things about him that were kind of rough, kind of sketchy, and so Miley seemed to be really leaning on her mom. But now it seems like there's trouble in the water.
But didn't she like make a bunch of this stuff with the wedding comments with the ex, and then said, then recently she was saying that her mom screwed up everything with what was it? She was Hannah Montana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I was like, which one was Lizzie McGuire? Which one was Hannah Montana?
No, Hillary Duff was Lizzie.
I was like, she said like, oh, it was my mom who made me do this, and it was my mom who pushed this. And so she has made some comments that like, clearly now that she's done some soul searching, or maybe, because I feel like Miley went through like this dark time that we saw, and just like maybe like a rebellious stage, if you will. And now Miley just seems like she has her ish together. So I just feel like Miley's now reflecting and say, well, my dad like clearly was pushing and was kind of like after fame and clout and was doing drugs, and so was my mom, and she's just backed away from what they did to that family. I think I feel like has pushed them away, and rightfully so. And for her mom to like unfriend her on Instagram, it's like, seems so petty and so small.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know. I kind of look at it a little differently. To me, the Cyrus family is just one of those family that screams like divorce, and it's very much like the parents hate each other so much that the kids get involved, that like I just feel like they spend majority of their time like trash talking like the mom and the dad, and both of them hating each other so much. But what's interesting too is Billy Ray just posted a video of Miley playing the piano or whatever, and said a caption like, can't wait to see you soon. So once again, I just feel like another petty act to be like, oh, well, Tish, you're not talking to Miley? Well, I'm going to see Miley soon.
Great.
So just a mudslinging fest. And I hate it because clearly the kids are affected as well. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Do you feel like at your bachelorette party, or if you've ever been to a bachelorette party, where like, man, this game was awesome that we played. This was a fun thing that we did. 314-531-9898. AB is maid of honor of two weddings at the same time. Well, mm-hmm. God help her. Because it's been crazy. But the first bachelorette party is this weekend.
Yeah.
And so you've been coming up with different games and different activities. So if you have any good activities or different things, like, man, AB, do this at the bachelorette party because it was awesome and I didn't think this was going to be so much fun, hit us up with those suggestions. What do you got planned? Because I feel like you've had like hour by hour planned.
Yes. So I'm really excited about this game. I played Kahoot all through like middle and high school.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people did. It's basically just like a quiz game, but it was always really fun in school when you got to play Kahoot. So I made one, but it's all about my friend London, who's the one getting married. So I'm basically going to like put the game up on the TV and have to host it for everybody. And they're all questions about her, but her bridesmaids range from like elementary through college. And so I had all of them send in questions too. So like I was even learning things about her that I didn't know.
That's cool.
Oh, awesome.
And then I had her fiance answer some questions too. Like I sent some, one of them was, if London called you from jail, what would you assume she did? And then there's like four multiple choice. And so people all like do it from their phone. And that's how you play the game.
Embezzling.
It's super fun.
I think she's an embezzler.
Do you know her?
I don't know her, but I just think.
Oh. Like, Kevin, maybe know something.
With a name like London, that's what I'm going with.
Alex, your fiance just had her bachelorette party. Did they do any games like this?
Yeah, they did. And same deal. So her friends emailed me a bunch of questions. I did a video. I sent the video back answering all the questions. And they cut it up. And they would like ask the question. She would guess what my answer was going to be, and then they'd play my answer on there.
Oh, that's
they all
fun.
Like they all got like gathered around and watched it and stuff. And it was like, then they also did like a Jeopardy form of it, where like one column was like, what would Alex say, what things about Annie, and then like a column about our dogs and like questions
so
about
cute.
Our dogs and stuff like that too. So yeah, like they did all of that same similar type stuff, but they said it was like a great time. The way that, I mean, you're a video, you know, that's your thing. So, like, they loved how it was all set up on the TV, like, ultimately, like, kind of like a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this was a thing. Did you do this at your bachelorette party? Is this similar thing, or did you have different games, something active, scavenger hunts? 314-531-9898. 98. What did you do at your bachelorette party that you say, oh, I wish someone else would do this? Apparently, when you do a bachelorette party, it's not just like a big get-together with a bunch of girls and have a good time. There's these games involved. There's other activities. There's a lot of pressure. 314-531-9898. What game did you play? What element did you add to your bachelorette party that you're like, oh, man, this is a great idea. You should do this, AB. AB's been planning a bachelorette party, which feels like forever.
Yes.
How many hours do you think you've spent on planning the bachelorette party?
100.
100 hours.
I mean, so
I don't think you're being sarcastic. Are you being sarcastic?
No.
No.
Like,
100
it's
hours
been
of-
literally a second job.
This is why I said I would be put in an institution somewhere if I was a bridesmaid. And I stand by
maid
that.
Maid of honor.
It's a yeah. lot of work.
Yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah. You just got asked, bridesmaid.
Sydney, if you're listening, I'm so excited to be a bridesmaid.
Woo. It is a lot of planning, but you have to make decisions. And so you've had to plan and make things special. I did see a lot of people do these, like, because I'm looking up like other bachelorette games. I didn't even know bachelorette games were a thing. I thought everyone just got together and had a good time and hung out. There's like a million of them. And one of the things it says, though, about like your game that you're doing, because they call it different things, like the Jeopardy game, like Alex mm-hmm. was saying, is who knows the bride better is one of the worst games to play.
Well, yeah, because it's like I'm closer with
yes.
her.
So you're about to play that. That's what they just said. I was like, oh, my God, I didn't even
I
think of
that. I thought about that.
I didn't. So I was like, oh, that sounds like an awesome game.
Part of the Kahoot thing that I'm doing is like, how quick you are to answer the question. So I think that helps too, that it's like you have to get it right and you have to be the fastest.
Well, if you're slow every yep. time, I'd be like,
you better
I would probably lose this game because I always am so slow at all the games we play.
You made the game, you're going to lose it.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's what I didn't even think of that. They're like, oh, a lot of brides get in a fight about this.
Right.
Another big game that people will do is everyone will bring lingerie that represents yourself.
Oh my God, I just saw this.
And then the bride
one.
Will guess, you know, if they pull out a bright red one, who thinks that that represents. So I'm doing something similar, but the bride, London, is like obsessed with pajama sets. So I'm having everybody bring a pajama set that represents themselves.
Literally, it's called like a panty
yeah.
party game or something.
Yeah, I've done that.
You have?
Yes.
Oh my God. I thought that is crazy. You guys play some crazy games. Yeah. Another one that I thought was crazy is they have a scavenger hunt, but for the groom. So they have to like get something from the groom. Like, they would get into his car, get into his house. And so they'll set it out like, okay, who are you bringing? So instead of bringing panties or pajamas, they bring up something from the groom and you try to guess who brought, you know, Alex's hair. I was like, this is crazy too.
That's, that's a crazy one.
I remember one, Sarah went to one and it was like, pin the ring on the groom.
That's another one. Pin the ring.
Yeah.
Is he there?
Maybe. I really, really like this one. We got a text saying, I was the maid of honor and I made a poop show video. So what she did is she had the bride send in videos of all the bridesmaids, like either when they're like drunk or crazy or they do something embarrassing. And then all the bridesmaids sent in videos of the bride when she was having fun. And this girl said it was like such a good icebreaker for all the girls to like see each other in like a
funny
moment.
That is a great idea.
I think that's awesome.
Who knew? I had no idea. I thought it was just like you get together, like Annie went to what, Charleston, Alex?
Yep.
And you guys are going to like basically like it's camping, glamping as we
seriously. Like, I don't know what we're gonna do on mine.
I feel like you've done enough. I thought that was good.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we know you're busy. So while we're commercial free, we'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline and Hannah will either tell me, keep it moving or tell me more. We'll cover everything that's trending that Hannah says you need to hear the details on. Like a company had to pay a woman because a coworker compared her to Darth Vader.
Honestly, I feel like I could be compared to Darth Vader, so I want to hear this.
$40,000, too, by the way.
Holy
company
cow.
Had to dish it out. A woman in England sued a company after did it one of those online personality tests. She filled it out herself, and the personality test gave her Darth Vader. And somebody in the office started saying, like, oh, my God, Hannah got Darth Vader. And everyone kept saying, Hannah got Darth Vader. And she quit. Because they just kept calling her that.
Oh, okay.
And a judge said that basically it created a toxic work environment, that Darth Vader is a villain in Star Wars series and you've aligned her with this personality that's insulting her and you spread something that wasn't true about her. You made it seem like she was a villain and she wasn't.
You guys can call me Darth Vader all you want. I'll take 40 grand. Yeah.
But I think they had some bad lawyers on that case. Because Vader eventually does redeem himself.
Well, thank heaven. You
know? Hey now, come on.
Mother's Day Index reveals how much moms should get paid.
Yeah, let's hear it.
$146,000 a year.
If not more.
Every year they do this, this 15th annual Mother's Day Index, where they actually take all the jobs, cooking, helping with homework, caregiving, assign money and value to it, and it's about a job that should pay $146,000.
Priceless.
A town got high after police burned over 20 tons of confiscated weed.
Stop.
Let's hear it. Come on.
Alex is like, please, this is my dream.
Yeah, so I guess this Turkish town got a bunch of weed and decided, okay, we got to get rid of it. So they decided to burn it. But in the way in which they burned it, it created this huge weed smoke for 5 days.
5 days?
Residents had to keep their windows closed and people got high. Guess how much money in weed they confiscated?
I'd say probably like $2.5 million.
$261 million worth of weed.
Holy cow.
I'm opening my windows all the way.
Yeah, choke it up.
For 5 days, people were high afterwards.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Thanks for rolling commercial freestyle with the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate it. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Us here on the Brett Mega Show might actually have a shot at winning a Golden Globe this year. I'll tell you why at 8:35.
Do we really?
Maybe.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So this year we might finally have a chance at winning a Golden Globe, guys.
All right.
So usually it's just all about movies and TV and comedy, but this year they're adding a category for podcast. So here on the Brett Mega Show, we do have a podcast. So technically, in some small world out there, we have a slight percentage of it. Yeah, but really how it is six lucky dogs will basically get the opportunity to win like such a big award for best podcast, chosen from a pool of like the 25 most listened to podcasts. Kev, you see the downloads. We might have a chance. People are anticipating big nominees could be like Joe Rogan, Caller Daddy, Theo Von, like the big, big dogs.
I've heard that like it's only a small people that actually fit into those big dog categories. Mm-hmm. Like top 25 are like 90% of podcasts. But I also think I love this because they should. I feel like so many different celebrities do podcasting.
Yeah, good point.
And it's not even just associated with celebrity, it's just hosting in general. Like what we do should be probably, or a version of what we do should be honored on those type of levels. And so they're doing a TV show, radio show, and that's what Golden Globes does. It's TV and, you know, and movies. It does both. And so there's a version of a TV show. Like, what's the difference of a talk show and podcasting now? It's how we consume content now.
Right.
So yeah, I think it's cool.
I feel like there's never been like a more popular time for podcasts than there is right now. This is also your reminder to download the Brett Mega Show podcast on whatever platform you may choose. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Megamind question of the day. See if you can get it right. 42% of adults under the age of 30 do not know how to do this. What is it?
I don't think a lot of people know how to write a check.
Under the age of 30, don't know checks anymore. Old school.
I don't think it's this high, but I'm going to say it anyway because of Velcro. They don't know how to tie their shoes.
All right.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. I'm going to say use an iron.
Iron? Good answer.
I'm going to say change a tire.
Good answer.
Definitely not.
You guys might be surprised because everyone laughed at Kevin. Kevin's the closest.
Oh! Ha-ha!
You will probably say this seems crazy. 42% of adults under the age of 30 do not know how to do this.
That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 42% of us under the age of 30 do not know how to do this. What is it? Kevin, your answer was?
I said tie their shoes. I'm blaming Velcro because Velcro came out, all those Velcro shoes, and kids don't know how to tie their shoes.
Under the age of 30. It's not Velcro.
Dang, tying Velcro. Their shoe.
But I did think Kevin's the closest because it's absolutely crazy that people do not know how to do this. It's like tying your shoes almost. But what do people guess, Hannah?
Bobo texted in and said people don't know how to write in cursive. Another text we got was use a rotary phone. I definitely don't know how to use that. Mm-hmm. And then another one says tying a tie.
No, those aren't crazy enough answers, guys. 42% of adults under the age of 30 do not know how to make a spaghetti dinner.
What?
What?
Boil I don't think my dad could do it.
Sauce. Your dad? Yeah. I don't think my dad could. 30.
Just yeah. Meat noodle sauce. I don't. I've never made spaghetti.
Wow. So Hannah would be whoa, part of the 42%, guys. Wow.
Alex said unreal.
Unreal. Everyone, Kevin just gave you a harsh judgment. That was real.
Mega minds.
We'll see if you guys need some help on knowing these mamas. We're going to play a little game with Mother's Day happening on Sunday. Mama knows best. I will give you a TV mom, and you will guess who that TV mom is, okay? And what TV show they're on. I'm only going to give you the first name because some of them, literally the name of the show is like kind of like after them, you know? And so I'll give you the first name. You can ring at any point. If no one knows it after just getting the first name of the mom, if you're not on a first name basis with her, I will give you the second name, which usually will sometimes give things away.
Okay.
Use your name as the buzzer, guys. Carol.
Kevin. Carol Brady, Brady Bunch.
Kevin is going to dominate this game. Carol Brady.
Great. Yep.
All right. Kevin on the board with 1 point. Rebecca.
Hannah. Rebecca Pearson. This is us.
Hannah whoa, is in the game.
Yeah. Wow.
Great job.
All right. Marge.
Hannah. Marge whoa. Simpson. The Simpsons.
Whoa. Hannah's marking him down too.
Yeah,
much.
She yep. is.
Yep. Scored a
good
point.
Job,
you guys know it. So Kevin, you need us to get back
I
into
know.
The game.
I'm going.
All right. Lorelai.
Kevin. Lorelai Gilmore. Gilmore Girls.
Okay, so Alex and AB are out on this last
one. Let's go. Let's just grab a coffee.
Yeah.
Come on.
It is Kevin seriously. Versus Hannah. Last round. Ooh. I will give you the
I
first.
I could have gotten that one.
You wouldn't have? Or
no,
wanna,
I could have. I almost did. I was writing stuff down. I wasn't focused.
What were you writing down?
Just the like, names.
All the names that you would, you know, that you've gotten points
I gotta
for.
Make
she can it, study for later.
I got to make an Instagram story later.
All right. I'll give you the first name of this mom. Okay. And you tell me what TV show they're on. I need their name, too. Tammy.
Kevin. Tammy Taylor. And
no!
It's Friday Night Lights.
Yeah!
Oh no, that God. One hurt.
You guys that's watch show, way too much TV.
That is a show that Hannah watches, too.
I know.
Kevin,
damn
you,
it.
Do you not watch Friday Night Lights either?
That's not a show I watch.
Wow.
But I know it.
He knows it. And Hannah watches that show and did not get
mad.
It.
Because she's a great mom.
She is. Tammy Taylor, honestly.
She's, yeah.
She's
great.
Love Tammy Taylor. Love Friday Lights. Alex and AB, thanks for playing, guys.
Yeah.
You're
thanks
so
for having
welcome.
It should have just been Hannah versus Kevin.
Yep.
And a game called Mama Knows Best.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.